Having a baby comes with so many unexpected challenges, but diaper rash shouldn't be one of them. For me, there was nothing worse than seeing my little one with an uncomfortable diaper rash. It makes everything harder, from bath time to diaper changes, and left me feeling totally helpless. But now baby butts can rejoice because new Huggies Skin Essentials are here. A brand new dermatologist-approved line of diapers, wipes, and pull-ups training pants, all designed with baby's sensitive skin in mind. The Skin Essentials diapers features the Skin Protect liner and help protect against the top two causes of rash by managing moisture and runny mess. The wipes are thick and have zero harsh ingredients for a great gentle clean. And pull-up Skin Essentials have got your big kid covered too, with a training pant that is ultra soft and breathable to help protect sensitive skin throughout potty training. So if you want the best for your baby's bottom, learn more at Huggies.com. Once again, head to Huggies.com to learn more.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
5 o'clock hour, and we will go until 6. No Jay Foreman this hour. He's setting up some programming for later in the week, and he's doing a really cool interview. We'll let him disclose it and share it when the time is right and appropriate. 402-464-5685. Start him a text line if you want to be a part of what we're doing. If you want to follow us on the streams, of course, you can do that. Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo, channel 961. And if you would please, Austin Orman, hey, yo, let him know about the Mercado.
Gladly. They have 3 Lincoln locations and 1 Omaha location for you to check out every type of meat and every type of cut open for you every weekday, as well as, don't forget, 84th and Havelock has Fired Up Fridays. That is their Friday lunch special, 11 to 2. Get there. It is first come, first serve. If you are there at 2, you are too late. So really appreciate our friends at the Mercado for everything they do for us, and they can do the same for you.
Can we do a thing, Austin? I will hand you more responsibility if finding out what that Friday special is and then sharing it every Friday.
I can work on it.
See, that's who you are, Austin. I mean, that's greatly appreciated. Before we get back, an update, National League Championship Series into the 6th inning. The Metropolitans, the Fighting Metropolitans from New York, lead the Dodgers 6-1. Max Muncy gets the Dodgers on the board with a bomb to the right field bleachers. But the Dodgers are back up at play, up at the plate, and they've got a runner on. So let's see how the Mets bullpen holds up. Opportunities again on the road. They're on a losing streak against the Dodgers, so all sorts of things can happen.
We talked about the BGs at the end of On the Block. Mm-hmm. Edwin Diaz is doing the smart thing and not tempting them. Mm-hmm. After he gets hurt celebrating, he's like, nope, y'all have fun. I will stand on the mound, throw my arms up in the air, and that is good enough for me.
We are not going to do a thing. And then we have Monday Night Football tonight. Looking forward to it. The great state of New York will host as the Buffalo Bills travel to face the New York Jets, and it's new leadership for the Jets. And so I've got family in New York and New Jersey, and they have adopted, so calling the Mets the Metropolitans, but they now accepted the Jetropolitans.
Jetropolitans, good. I was hoping that's where that was going.
They've accepted the Jetropolitans as well. They were hoping for the Amazing Jets. off on the Amazing Mets, but no, they're not quite getting that. And as we said, Joe Namath is not walking in the door. So there's that whole thing. Austin Orman, you are now commissioner of college football.
Lifelong dream accomplished.
Oh, there it is. We got you, bro. Ooh. We got you. And you can deputize as many texters as you want. Because the discussion is this, kind sir. Since college football has expanded to 12 games in the 12 teams in the playoff, the discussion of how those 12 teams will be identified comes into discussion. And the new ranking system came out. The new rankings came out. And it's not official yet. We're not at the official phase. It's just the talk phase.
Right.
We're not really dating. We're just we're just talking. Right? Yes. Like, we're not... We're having coffee, but we're not having adult beverages.
Ooh, but see, the kids would say, if you're just talking, it's digital. Once you get coffee, it feels like a date.
Is that the line for dating now? Is that the... Listen, I'm out of the dating game. So when you tell me... So face-to-face is dating, but digital...
You can talk in class as long as you are at a site that you are not normally found at. Like, if you're talking to someone at school, like, you eat lunch with them, it's not a date.
Okay, so is regular DMing dating?
Talking.
Air quotes.
Yes.
Talking. If it's consistent DMing, let's say on one of the social circles rather than phone to phone.
Talking. Because more of them start outside of text message.
Okay. Now, here's the real... This is where it gets interesting for me. As the coach in me, because I would hear this from my players, and these were high school and college players, so they would tell me, hey, coach, this is, you know, who is this? Well, coach, she showed up into a game, so I think we're a thing now, right? Like, and they, like, they would tell me, like, somebody that you DM that you don't really hang out with, but you've been talking a lot, and then they show up to a game, oh, it's a thing now. Like, it's a thing. And then there are those that say, no, you actually have to engage for it to be anything beyond that.
See, that's kind of what happened to me. Was I was talking to this girl who then went on a little bit of a mission trip to Haiti. Came back, we were still talking, and then one of the first things she did when she got back, once she got off work, she came to one of my baseball games. That was in June.
That's the line.
But we officially started dating in August. That's when I actually asked her out, and she's now my wife. So all's well that ends well. God bless you, Olivia.
I love you. Quite a run. That is quite a run. That, see, again, I'm the other generation. I'm an elder generation. As a matter of fact, I think I'm two dating generations outside of your circle. Because I had to call a landline and actually talk to the parents just to talk to the daughter. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have, this is before beepers. I had to call a landline, and she had to stand in the kitchen or the living room. I had to talk to dad first to get, hey, by the way, can I talk to nice talking to you, Mr. Kirkpatrick. Can I talk to your daughter? And sometimes the answer was no. Sometimes the answer was no. Or mom, right? Or mom. And I had that thing where because you're an athlete and that there weren't that many athletes, if you showed up in the Washington Post, they knew who you were, right? So the dads, I had the athlete advantage. Moms, I had the charming charisma boy vantage. And then sometimes because my voice doesn't necessarily identify who I am. Sometimes that was a problem. Sometimes
for them or for you.
So hey, listen, it was never a problem for me, but there were quite a few parents who had a real issue. Like, wait a minute. Listen, Austin, we talked on the phone for 2 months before I went to her house. And I went to her house and dad was on the porch. It didn't go well. He saw me walking up and I was like, wait a minute, you're the guy who like high fives me outside the locker room every Friday night. I'll root for you, but leave my daughter alone. So that was a real thing.
Pecan Pie says she didn't have the 80-foot extended phone cord DP.
Oh, listen, the 80-foot cord allowed her to go into the closet to have a private conversation without mom and dad. Listen, now, here's the other thing. There are parents, and text line, feel free to join in if I'm wrong, but there are parents who, if daughter was on the phone, mom and or dad were on the phone too. Like, they were on the other end. Like, they would hold it. So you would hold down your finger on the button, cover the mouthpiece, right? And those folks don't understand that with current phones, right? There are people who are listening who have no idea what I'm talking about. But they would hold their hand over it, and then, but there were also a thing called a party line. There's a party line where random neighbors could interrupt your call. It was special. It was special. I got lucky because I had seven brothers and sisters.
Who Pecan Pie says were probably on the phone too.
Oh, what? They were older and four of them were sisters. Yeah. Listen, I couldn't wait till they got out of the house. The best thing that happened to me to my dating life was that I moved in with my grandmother in seventh grade. So from 12 to 15, I lived with my grandmother two streets away. And I would go back and forth, but you know, there were days. And grandma was just not a phone person. She was just not on the phone much. Now her thing was, if somebody calls me, you get off your call. But otherwise, you know,
have at it.
And this is before, this is even before voicemail, right? So I would go in my room and I would make phone calls. And I want to say I had one girlfriend each of those years. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I had like a plethora of phone calls to really go through, but it was a thing. And my grandmother would come and check in. If I got too quiet, she would check in. You good? We good? And then you had to. This is how you know I was loved. When I got off that phone call, I had to come to her and tell her who I was talking to and what I was talking to them about. Mm. And it was the greatest boundary that ever existed because I had to sit and explain to my grandmother my Bible-holding, gospel-toting grandmother. Who is that little girl you talking to? And if she didn't approve, that was the last call. Like, oh, yeah, that ain't gonna thing. So it was interesting. And it's, again, we apologize because Austin and I go down rabbit holes all the time. That's not where I was starting. I made him commissioner, and that was where I wanted to go. So, Austin, if you're the commissioner of college football playoffs, what are your rules for ranking? If you're trying to find the 12 best teams, or you're trying to find the best eight teams outside of the four best, biggest conference winners. Now, you could say, listen, I'm going to take seven or eight conference champions, because who's to say that the other conference, that the Joe's conference isn't producing, the American conference isn't producing a team worthy of a playoff bid, right? Because they're earning the right by being the best of the best in organized form, being the best, they earn the right to go face one of the big dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Or you could say, quite frankly, it's all about me, and it's the 12 that I want, because that may be how college football playoff teams are determined this year. Four conference champions, there are more than four conferences. So that's kind of a problem. Austin, how do you determine who gets in to your 12, the Fighting Orman Championship of 12? How do they get in?
There's a world in which I rule on an iron throne.
That is how I clench
the scepter.
That is how you live your life. And that
I wield, I do not just wield it, but I use it as well.
Live your life, AO.
I understand that. Some would view me as a benevolent, kind,
tyrant,
caring ruler. Others would see me as a tyrant indeed. Sorry, Texas. Sorry, Oklahoma. Sorry, Iowa.
Right?
Thanks for coming. Play again next, commissioner.
Right?
Is really the line I would draw.
Wait for Foreman to get the chance, because there is no chance, right? Yep.
Foreman, not Orman.
Right.
In all actuality, I think there's a lot of things that I think I would do different. And that is, I think I would go back to some more, you know, regional based scheduling. Cause I think we either need another tournament or we need a bigger tournament. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the idea of an 18 tournament, skipping to 12. Meh, not my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that I get into my college basketball mode here. And I know basketball and football are not the same game. Mm-hmm. It's easier to play a basketball game on a one-day turnaround than a football game on a four-day turnaround, right? Like, I understand that in my head, especially with all the other demands on these student-athletes.
It's one game a week.
Yes, which is fine. It's one game a week.
So
we can do that. But right? That's where I fall into the mode of the 72-team, 12-division idea,
okay,
where if you want a 12-team playoff, we're going to split it in half, right? So we have a 72 and then an everyone else, or a 64 and then an everyone else if you want eight divisions. But I don't necessarily like that idea. I don't love it. I do think that, like, you know, if it's FBS, it's FBS. This is where I go back to kind of that March Madness idea. Maybe it's December Delirium or the January Jubilee or whatever the heck you want to end up calling it when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. Just give me your conference champs. If you win your conference championship, you are in the playoff. If you don't win your conference championship, enjoy a bowl game. Sorry, right. you had 12 cracks, maybe even 13 cracks.
Right.
I don't care how big of a brand you are. Get a little bit better. Try again next year. You're never going to get to a 68-team college football playoff. That is absolutely ridiculous and insane.
Right.
But if there is an FBS conference and there is a champion of said conference, throw them all in a bowl, match them up, play it out till the end.
Like, you know the rules before the season starts. You know the rules with the schedule that's in play. That if you want to be in the playoffs, you have to win your conference title. Mm-hmm. If simple, like, the rules are simple. If you want to be, the NFL told you early, right? Win your title. Surest way to get it, win your conference title. But then they explained it from a richness standpoint, right? A monetary standpoint. They understood there was value in having more people involved emotionally vested in the season. So, okay, cool. But if you win the conference championship, it makes so much sense to just say, listen, American Conference, You congratulations, you did it. And it's not like we don't have a metric for a number 16 seed beating a one seed. We talk about it every year in basketball. We talk about it in baseball. We talk about it in softball. Those tournaments matter, and it's good for the sport. It's good for the other conferences. It's good for the other schools. Like, we understand what it did for Liberty and James Madison. To be in these conversations, we understand it. But to set up and let the rich keep getting richer. Listen, if you, between Alabama and Georgia, the loser going to a $5 million bowl game, I'll cry later.
Mm-hmm. Right? If at all.
Right? That all the, listen, the best man and bridesmaid, go dance off. Right? Go dance off. I'm cool. But it's not your time. You had a chance to get the ring. Mm-hmm. Didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Didn't do it. Now, if I said to you that to identify as Commissioner Orban, which teams currently are having the best year in college football, the teams that are having the best year, that they've met all their mission statements, could that be defined as undefeated teams?
I think it probably should be. I mean, Texas, obviously, is up there. Mm-hmm. Even an undefeated team like Oregon, again, accomplished the objective of winning games, but is underwhelmed in more than a few moments. But so, they've like done, Jay said,
we can't punish them for doing what we asked them to do, which was win their games. Right?
But the way you phrased your question led me to believe the eye test had to be involved to some degree. Well, if we're just looking at wins and losses, then
it's Commissioner Orman. Whatever you want it to be is what it's going
to
be.
Which is why I think there does need to be just a little bit of eye test when it comes to seeding everything, but not necessarily in who gets it, right? You get the invite if you get the invite. But which table you get to sit at, I still want to assign.
So if we said there's 12 conferences, correct? Mm-hmm. Right? And then there's independence. Now, you can force independence. Hey, get off. You got to come to the party. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, you can't.
Which is what I would do.
Right. Like you say, look, sorry, Notre Dame. You've been rich for 70 years of television on your own. But mm-hmm. if you want to be in the big, listen, you can stay independent and make all the money. But that's fine. Because what they'll end up at the next level bowl. They mm-hmm. won't be in the playoffs because they're not vetted. They're not fully vetted. You got to choose your schedule. You're not bound to anybody. You're not loyal to anybody. You're not connected to anybody. So there's that 12. Now, if you say to me that now we're going to have four more, because 16 is a number that in playoff play makes more sense than the other. Mm-hmm. And you could say to me that, listen, the top four big conference champions will get a bye, but we're going to make everybody else play each other. Mm-hmm. We're going to make everybody fight to win. Or the top eight. Because you could say, hey, listen, I don't know, number eight, maybe I'll give you a home game. Even in terrible weather. One more revenue stream. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to Orlando. or you can go to Los Angeles. Or you can go to an indoor bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. So if winning your games is a metric, what's wrong with, and Austin, I'll pause here, but I'm going to set this up. What's wrong with all of the undefeated teams being higher ranked than the one loss team? Ponder that for me. Because if the undefeated teams have had the best season so far, and by every metric, that Army and Navy are having the time of their lives, more so than Georgia, Ohio State, because...
Shoot, Cal's having the time of its life at the same record as USC.
Right, right. So relative to what you've done, getting an Army team and a Navy team undefeated is a major task. So, Austin Orman, Commissioner, I'm going to go through the 11 undefeated teams and tell me why they can't be ranked in the top 12 when we come back to old school.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.